If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, here we go. A little 3RQ on this Wednesday, as we do at the 11:40 time slot every Wednesday. Do you like the mustache look? You've seen it with Paul Skeens. You've seen it with Alonzo at times.
Austin Wells. No, I don't like it at all. I don't get it. I don't like it at all. I would never wear a mustache myself. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to make enemies here. I mean, my Uncle Pat's had a mustache for a long time. He looks really good. I just don't think it would look very good on me. I am a huge fan of facial hair. I only shave once a week.
Right.
You know, and if I don't have anything to do, maybe I might just trim and kind of keep it a little. I'm a scruff guy, all right? But I'll never be a mustache guy. How about you?
It looks stupid.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Like Mattingly, Hernandez.
That's different.
That's it different. was different, but was it different just because we accepted it in the 80s? Or because, like, those guys, to me, I can't look at Don Mattingly now without a mustache.
I know. He's got the white beard instead.
Yeah, when Keith shaved his mustache, it was weird. Like, those guys, it works. And I don't know if it's the way that it's trimmed or what, but Paul Skeens, to me, looks like an idiot. Alonzo looked like an idiot with his mustache. I'm not a fan of Austin Wells' mustache, although I don't think he looks as bad for
He doesn't
reason.
Look as bad.
Now, why is that?
You know why? His kind of extends down a little bit.
So maybe it's the shorter ones that bother me?
I almost feel like I'm looking at a 1980s play. I've thought a few times when I see him in the batter's box, I'm like, he could very easily be Mike Pagliarulo's cousin or Donnie's brother. Like, he looks like he would have fit in the 80s. The other ones, it doesn't seem like with Wells he's forcing it. It seems like a natural fit. With Skeens, it's like he's forcing it.
It looks stupid.
I don't like it at all.
And I'm not trying to say, like, oh, he's a bad looking guy. Like, I don't care about that.
No, you just say it looks stupid.
I think the mustache, and then you know what's even worse to me? Like, what? Then people follow what they think is the new trend.
Yeah.
Like, somebody along the way started it, and then other people are going to follow it, and then they have the it looks, when you wear a mustache like that, maybe here's my issue with it. It looks stupid on somebody who's under 30. And again, I know with Wells it looks different, but like growing up, we were younger and looking up to maybe older people who had the mustache.
That's interesting.
Now as I'm older, looking at these kids with the mustaches, Hoff, you like the mustache?
Well, I think the reason why Austin Wells looks good, it's thick like a Tom Selleck mustache.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
Tommy.
I don't think Tom Selleck looked bad with a mustache. He looked great with
Tom
a mustache.
Awesome.
He still
Tommy
does. Yeah,
up.
He's amazing. But
so it's not the mustache itself, then?
No.
Is it the time?
It's forcing it. You know what it is about? I got to correct you on something. Like, you're taking a shot at Skeens and others who just copy. Every style, including styles that you and I have copied
from somewhere.
I mean, we talked about, you know, when you got the earring and your dad got pissed off. And I got the earring and my dad got pissed. Well, why did we get the earring? Because the earrings were in.
But there are also trendy things that people do. Like, I usually never followed along with the trend.
Why do you shave your head?
Well, because I have to. Because
well, you don't have to.
Yeah,
because,
no,
I'll tell you why. Because Kojak started doing it in the 70s and a few others.
Oh, yeah, Kojak. No, but that's
where it started.
Is that Telly Savalas?
Otherwise, it was the comb over.
Can I just say one more thing? Reason why Austin Wells, I think, looks really badass.
Because he hits, that's why.
No, I got to be honest. I don't know if he intentionally did it, but it's like a throwback Thurman Munson.
That's, yeah,
Thurman
I never
looked
at that either, but I can see that a little bit too. Good call. It's natural.
It's not just the mustache. It's something about the younger kids in today's age with the mustache that really just irks me.
Well, listen, before we get to the next one, kids, do yourself a favor. Stop rushing age. You're going to get old soon enough. You know what I mean? You get older fast. I mean, don't rush it. Don't accelerate it, you know?
All right, second one. If you saw an Amazon or whatever worker that, you know, on the U-boat walking across the street with a bunch of packages, if you had the boxes on there and you saw him as you're walking down the street and he dropped those boxes all over the place, would you stop and help or keep it moving?
I try to help people. I always generally try to help people.
I want you to be honest here.
I am being honest.
Let's say you're leaving the building.
Why would I lie to
you? No, I'm just painting the scenario. Let's say you're leaving the building, walking, you know, or coming into the building.
All right, I will be honest. I'm probably more inclined to do it in my neighborhood than I am to stop over here in Lower Manhattan because I want to get the hell out of this hellhole, quite frankly. I just want to get out of here. I mean, jeez. I wish the studio was somewhere else, but it's a nice studio. Yeah, but coming to Manhattan is not cheap.
Jersey
it's a pain
be great.
In the ass. It's filthy. Again, not our studio, just the area. I do try to help people, whether it's holding doors, whether it's picking things up. Yeah, I try to contribute
way. I'll give you the, and I respect that, and I'll give you the.
Well, how could you not?
I'll give you the exact example that happened to me yesterday. Well, I'm walking to work yesterday after leaving here. I'm walking downtown to SNY, and now this guy's a worker. If it were you know, a grandma or even just whatever, somebody that dropped something and needed help, sure, you pick it up. But this guy foolishly packed these boxes incorrectly on his U-boat and is trying to walk across the city streets aimlessly, hits the curb as he's trying to bring it up, and they go all over the place. They stepped aside and kept it moving.
Try to save the extra trip, huh? Yeah. Try to cut a quarter. I don't think I'd help that person.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
again,
it's his
that's why
job.
I say more
like,
in my neighborhood.
And then we don't get into it. So now, like, I'm going to stop and help him. There's, like, let's say 10 boxes. Yeah. I got to stop and help him and load up all, you know.
No.
Part of me thought about it and felt guilty, and then I immediately walked past him and then put the note in, oh, this is a good 3RQ for tomorrow. Like, this is your job.
Thanks for the show content, buddy.
Yeah,
have fun.
You helped me with my job.
See ya. I mean, if I saw that he was really struggling, it was just... Yeah, I would still help him, but again, in the city, I get in, I get out.
All right, last one for you.
Yes.
Did you watch the Sopranos thing yet or no? The both episodes? Doesn't matter.
Last night I watched every second of the debate and the post-game coverage, you will. I was flicking between Yanks and the Mets and obviously the Jets the night before. No.
Doesn't matter.
Just the first part I saw.
Right, I didn't know we're both like live re-watching the Sopranos now.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with this before, and you know the David Chase special aired. It's airing right now on Max. Rank your top three Sopranos characters outside of Tony.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
I'm assuming Tony would be number one.
I mean, Tony was amazing.
Yeah, he's got to be number one, right? Geez, the consensus. Yeah. Okay, so that's why outside of Tony.
Christopher.
He's on my list as well.
Christopher, to me, is probably number one. Because when you got Christopher, you got elements of things that Tony didn't bring, like the drugs. I'm not proponent of drugs, but it was interesting, you know.
Right.
His girlfriend,
I mean, she could be on there too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The club, I mean, all that comes with that. I mean, Christopher's character was amazing.
He was also relatable to the younger...
Yeah, no doubt.
Like you or I at the time when you watched it.
Sure. Christopher, number one. I got to say, Paulie Walnuts, number two. Mm. He was just a ruthless psychopath.
Funny.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, just the whole... Yeah, number three.
This is maybe where we could start getting some different ones in.
It wasn't Dr. Melfi. Now, when I first watched it, those scenes bored me because I was younger. As I got older and I rewatched it, these scenes with him and Dr. Melfi were more interesting, but not enough to elevate her. I mean, Carmella was great. I mean, that dynamic was phenomenal. Not the kids, even though I really liked them. Okay. You know what? Johnny Sack. Johnny
Whoa.
Sack. Johnny Sack
Johnny
was money.
Sack?
Johnny Sack. Well, you had the different family.
Understood.
You had a lot going on.
And Genie, Johnny and Genie Sack.
Oh, yeah. I remember the joke about it. Remember when the joke was. Okay. And then, now I can even say, what was the guy's name who told the joke? I mean, Ralphie was
Ralphie,
incredible.
Wow. I mean, how do you
I mean,
like geez. Ralphie, though?
Yeah, Uncle Junior was phenomenal. Well, give me your time. I could do this all day.
Basically the same thing. I think Melfi is an interesting one. And by the way, I met her at a party years ago.
Oh.
And it was one of the highlights for me, just like meeting celebrities and taking a great picture with her.
Yeah. Was she cool?
Very cool. I'll show you the picture. We were like face to face, so much so that my wife's like, what are you doing today? Hey, that's Dr. Melfi.
That's right.
Sorry, honey, but I've been a thing for Dr. Melfi forever.
I'm not trying to one-up you real quick, though. Uncle Dominic Dominic
Chase?
I know
his name.
Jeez, I had so many names. I didn't know we were going Sopranos, but Dominic, right?
Yeah.
Uncle Junior. Used to go to...
Is he still alive or he passed away?
He's still alive.
Okay.
Used to go to my grandmother's nursery home on the Upper East Side once or twice a month and sing. With my grandmother, rest in peace. This was after my grandfather died on the Italian side.
Right.
So, I mean, it was a beautiful home. It's not like we just dumped there somewhere.
Uncle
Jim. Yeah. And it was right where my sister lived on the Upper East Side. And he would come in once or twice a month, the harmonica, play music, and they would all sing with him.
I think he'd have to be my probably third. I'm with you, Christopher, Paulie, and I probably put Uncle June, even ahead of Dr. Melfi, who I love.
Okay.
And there were so many great ones, but I think Uncle June make the top three, outside of Tony, of course.
A quick 15-second one that I think you'll enjoy.
Yeah.
In terms of side pieces, Tony's. Which
Do you have
number
to phrase
one?
It like...
What? I don't know how else to say it.
It's Gumar.
Hurley's looking at it. What else do you want me to say?
Oh,
big deal.
Oh.
But you see what the morning show stop.
The car sales.
Girlfriends.
The car sales. Victoria. What was her name? Gloria.
Yeah, that's the one I was hunting for. Yeah. That's the one.
You need to get us both in trouble.
Side-piece girlfriends. We'll get to the same answer. Jeez.
All right, there you have it for 3RQ. Let's take a time out here. We'll come back.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.